Tommy McNeil. A feud is escalating between U.S. President Trump and Democrats after the president launched what some consider to be racist attacks against four congresswomen of color, telling them to go back to where they came from. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Wadakaswar has this story.
It was supposed to be a day to celebrate products made in America, including this anti-ballistic missile defense system on display on the White House lawn. But things quickly devolved.
If you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave.
Other than Omar, Democratic Congresswoman of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
He would love nothing more than to divide our country based on race, religion, gender, orientation, or immigration status. Because this is the only way he knows he can prevent the solidarity of us working together across all of our differences.
The president's remarks came as his administration announced changes making it harder for foreigners to seek asylum in the United States at the southern border.
That's VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Wadakaswar reporting. White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway did not appear Monday before the House Oversight and Reform Committee to testify about allegations she violated what's called the Hatch Act. She defied a subpoena the committee had issued following her prior refusal to voluntarily appear to answer questions. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel recommended in a report sent to the president in June that Conway be fired due to multiple violations of the federal law, barring government employees from participating in partisan activities. This is VOA News. A white nationalist who killed a woman by ramming his car into a crowd protesting a white supremacist rally in Virginia in 2017 has received a second life sentence. James Fields was sentenced Monday to life plus 419 years for killing Heather Heyer and injuring 19 other people after the Unite the Right gathering in Charlottesville on August 12, 2017. Fields had already been sentenced to life in prison on 29 federal hate crime charges for his actions at that rally. The mother of the victim, Heather Heyer, Susan Bro, said the sentence was appropriate.
Not only does the United States hold these actions to be quite serious with serious consequences, but also the state of Virginia is not tolerating them. And I think that message is sent loud and clear today.
President Trump did spark controversy after the event when he blamed the violence at the rally on both sides. On a tree-lined sidewalk in front of the entrance to the Department of Justice headquarters, protesters raised signs and carried flags to protest the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed African-American man who died in 2014 in an altercation with police. Federal government has until Wednesday to file charges against Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, and any of the other New York City police officers involved in the arrest. If not, it will lose the chance. The statute of limitations on the case expires July 17th. Garner, whom police allege was selling loose cigarettes, died after Pantaleo was seen on video putting him in an apparent chokehold, which the police force has banned. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called for an emergency meeting after it was confirmed that the deadly Ebola virus has spread. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
The first case of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma has been detected, something the World Health Organization warns could be a game-changer in the scale of the outbreak. They'll be holding an emergency committee to reassess the threat.
Goma is a city of 2 million people near the border with Rwanda and is a gateway to the region and the world. We're confident in the measures we're put in place and hope that we will see no further transmission of Ebola in Goma.
The case, discovered on Sunday, raises fears the outbreak might spread to those neighboring countries. The Congo also remains under strain from militia violence. That and local mistrust of health officials in the east has caused the number of new cases to surge.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.